Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Sunday, the 21st of October 2018 is Rubber Van Disaster. The Rubber Van Disaster was the catastrophic collapse of a colliery spoiled tip at around 9:15 a.m. on the 21st of October 1966. The tip had been created on a mountain slope above the Welsh village of Rubber Van, near Merthyr Tydfil, and overlaid a natural spring. A period of heavy rain led to a build-up of water within the tip, which caused it to suddenly slide downhill as a slurry, killing 116 children and 28 adults as it engulfed the local junior school and other buildings. The tip was the responsibility of the National Coal Board, NCB, and the subsequent inquiry placed the blame for the disaster on the organization and 9 named employees. There were 7 spoiled tips on the slopes above Rubber Van. Tip 7, the one that slipped onto the village, was begun in 1958 and, at the time of the disaster, was 111 feet, 34 meters, high. In contravention of the NCB's official procedures, the tip was partly based on ground from which water springs emerged. After 3 weeks of heavy rain, the tip was saturated and approximately 140,000 cubic yards, 110,000 cubic meters, of spoil slipped down the side of the hill and onto the pant glass area of the village. The main building hit was Pant Glass Junior School, where lessons had just begun. 5 teachers and 109 children were killed in the school. Unofficial inquiry was chaired by Lord Justice Edmund Davis. The report placed the blame squarely on the NCB. The organization's chairman, Lord Robins, was criticized for making misleading statements and for not providing clarity as to the NCB's knowledge of the presence of water springs on the hillside. Neither the NCB nor any of its employees were prosecuted and the organization was not fined. The Rubber Van Disaster Memorial Fund, ADMF, was set up on the day of the disaster. It received nearly 88,000 contributions, totaling £1.75 million. The remaining tips were removed only after a lengthy fight by Rubber Van residents, against resistance from the NCB and the government on the grounds of cost. Clearing was paid for by a government grant and a forced contribution of £150,000 taken from the Memorial Fund. In 1997, the British government paid back the £150,000 to the ADMF, and in 2007 the Welsh Assembly donated £1.5 million to the fund and £500,000 to the Rubber Van Education Charity as recompense for the money wrongly taken. Many of the village's residents suffered medical problems, and half the surviving children have experienced post-traumatic stress disorder at some time in their lives. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:11 UTC on Sunday, the 21st of October 2018. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Rubber Van Disaster. This podcast is produced by Abul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Abul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Ravina. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.